inside the Hollywood Hamper for Gina J's Dirty Laundry on 96.5 TIC. Today's best variety.
Hello, Sharky.
Gina J, good afternoon. It's Monday. People haven't had gossip since Friday. They're itching for it. What you got?
Well, let me scratch it for you, Shark.
All right, thank you.
That sounds like a problem.
Oh, just a little bit to the left. right there. Thank you.
So the ACMs happened last night. The Academy of Country Music Awards. Reba McEntire hosted. Dan and Shay, who just did an acoustic cafe for us, were the big winners.
Yes, they were. They won Duo of the Year. They won, let's see here, Single of the Year and Song of the Year.
For Tequila.
Wow. Tequila. Big, big night for them.
Yeah, and then Keith Urban won. The Entertainer
of the Year, I believe.
Yep. Yes, he did. I think they said that was his 9th nomination, and this was the first time he won, if I'm correct.
It's like the Susan Lucci of country music.
I know. Then Kacey Musgraves won Female and Album of the Year. Chris Stapleton was up for 6, and he got shut out last night.
Wow.
So Miranda Lambert and her husband, Brendan, were walking the red carpet. Of course, I had to see those photos. This Is Us's Chrissy Metz performed. Did you by any chance see that? I felt kind of bad for her because she sang with Carrie Underwood. Who wants to sing with Carrie up against her?
Yeah, that's a tough one. Yeah,
that is tough.
I didn't see any. I was watching, what was I watching last night, Gina?
Sports.
So I was watching Notre Dame and Baylor. If you watched the women's final last night, the coach at Baylor looked like she stepped out of a catalog from 1975. It was bizarre. But you know what was interesting, too? The Miranda Lambert sang a song called Little Red Wagon.
Yep.
And she changed the lyrics. In it from I live in Oklahoma till I got the hell out of Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Dissing Blake Shelton.
And then Khalid and Kelly Clarkson also performed last night, too.
Nice.
So Felicity Huffman pled guilty today.
Yeah, she says, I am in full acceptance of my guilt and with deep regret and shame over what I've done. So she's owning it.
Now, she paid $15,000 to fix the SATs for her daughter.
Which is probably the smallest amount paid by all these people. Most of these things were over $500,000.
Celine Dion serenaded a couple yesterday. I guess she crashed the wedding.
Yeah, Jimmy Kimmel's been doing a show live from Vegas. So a couple, they're both in the Air Force.
Yep.
They're getting ready to get married in Vegas. All of a sudden, Jimmy Kimmel pops in. He's on the stage in the same building. And he says, hey, you mind if we crash your wedding? Jimmy ends up doing the service, and then all of a sudden, Celine Dion rolls in, and she sings Because You Love Me.
I know.
Lied to them.
And then Penn State college students got a surprise this weekend, too, when the Jonas Brothers showed up at one of their bars.
They showed up at this bar near Penn State University called Champs. They performed 5 songs. They're big fans of Penn State football.
Oh, yeah. They were, doing shots on the bar, dancing on the bar and everything, so... That looked like fun. It looked better than R. Kelly. R. Kelly showed up at some bar this weekend, too.
Oh, my God. Like, people paid $100 to see him? What did he perform? What did they say, 48 seconds?
But I think only like 50 people were in attendance, so I guess nobody cared.
What was that all about?
I have no idea.
It just gets worse and worse for him.
And then finally, the box office number 3 was Dumbo, 18.2. Wow, that's fallen off big time. Number 2 was Pet Sematary 2019 for $25 million. And number 1 was Shazam with $53.4 million. I didn't see any of those movies. Did you see, Sharky?
Shazam. No, I did not.
No? Did you see Jaws, you were saying, or something before?
I was flipping around last night, and I just caught the scene in Jaws where he eats the boat captain.
Okay.
And I'm just looking at the special effects. It's so bad compared to what they do now.
I mean,
the special effects now are so real.
Yep.
It was just like, it was so, just, you're looking at it like, oh my God, it is so bad. And, but, I mean, that movie was out in, 1975, so.
Wow, that long ago.
Remember, I don't know, I was only like 10 or 11, but.
I wasn't even born.
You weren't even born, Gina. That's so funny.
I'll keep
Anyways, I just remember nobody would go in the water. That's like thinking twice about going in the water.
Yeah, I remember that. But now people are actually paying money, or was it to go like floating on like a little raft or whatever it is and watch the movie on the water? They're showing that in some places.
I know.
Now they'll do
it. It's amazing how people go jump in the water and they swim with these sharks now.
Ooh.
It's kind of like,
Yeah,
no thanks.
Nope.
I don't know, jumping out of planes and swimming with sharks, I'm going to pass, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to pass. I got enough problems.